Dinledikçe dinlenen, özledikçe özlenen, kulaklarınızın pasını, gülen gözlerinizin mutlu yaşını silen podcast'iniz Var Bir Bildiğimiz başlıyor.
Hi everyone. Welcome to our new sessions, Men Advocating Women under Lead Network. Today we are making the kickoff for this series. And in this series, actually, we will welcome many valuable guests, and we will ask and we will learn from them about D&I agenda and gender diversity. I'm Ali from Lila Group. I'm working at Lila Group as head of modern trade. And today we have a really valuable guest. Name is Abhishek, general manager at Reckitt Turkey. Hi, Abhishek.
Hi, Ali. Thanks to you and the Lead Network for giving me the opportunity on speaking on behalf of Reckitt on such an important topic. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome again. Today we will talk about gender diversity with you. We will try to learn something from you, from your side, from your culture, from your company. But first of all, I'd like to give words to you, especially for you to describe about your background, professional background. Can you please?
Sure. So Ali, Reckitt is the only company I work for. I started off as a trainee way back in 2001 in India. So I started off in sales, trade marketing, then I moved into marketing. And in the early part of 2008 was when I first left India, and I've been out of the country since then. So over the last 14, 15 years, I worked in about 8 or 9 different countries in both global roles and country roles. I've worked across countries like Korea, Malaysia, Singapore, the Netherlands, London twice. And since June 2020, I have the privilege and the honor of leading the Reckitt Turkey hygiene business. Since July 2020, actually, basically. So it's been a couple of years, and it's been a fantastic joyride and a privilege.
It's a really good experience. Thank you. About the gender diversity, Abhishek, for your past in the history, what kind of contributions you have been made for this gender diversity?
I think, let me start by saying that one of the reasons that I've literally enjoyed working in Reckitt for over 20 years right now is that we've always prided ourselves in being a diverse and inclusive company. Just to give you some numbers, we have more than 40,000 employees globally, but believe it or not, we have 120 nationalities represented in this 40,000 people. And our executive committee is also very diverse. So for example, in the executive committee, which is the senior most rung of Reckitt, we actually have people from 7 different nationalities. And when it comes to gender diversity also, as of the end of last year, 49% of our women in the global workforce are women, basically. So it's almost equal. But however, the glass is always half full. The opportunity that we just see is that out of the 49%, only, you know, at a total level, only almost 30% of the senior managers are women. So I think we have an opportunity in basically ensuring that we have more women in more executive positions. So while at a total level, the gender diversity is quite good at 49%, but there is obviously a lot of room for improvement at more senior levels. And I think when it comes to your question in terms of what we have done in the past, I think we've created an environment where all our people feel able to express themselves, learn and grow and realize their potential. We always start with our policies. We ensure that our policies by design help to drive gender diversity and inclusion. For example, as part of our global parental leave and benefits, that we ensure that if you're starting or extending a family, it is a special time and you should not be worried about, for example, uncertainty and worries about your role. We have a full paid maternity leave for 26 weeks for anyone who has been with us for at least a year. The same parental leave policies apply to anyone who's basically even having children through adoption or surrogacy also. So there is no, let's call it difference in any of the policies. Also, what's good is that for returning moms, everyone can also join is what we call a stay in touch program and ask for a return to work mentor. And the mentor is somebody who's recently come back from maternity leave. So that also helps you to basically settle in and back to work. We also ensure that, for example, to drive the right balance at even at senior levels, we also make sure that every time there's a promotion or there's a vacancy that we have, we always try to make sure that there's equal representation of women in the consideration set. And all things being equal, when it comes to the final shortlist, we would definitely prefer women candidates going forward. We also take pride in the fact that we publish a gender pay report, and we publish gender pay report at this point of time in 10 countries, and these 10 countries contribute to over 70% of our working population. So what we have also done is that at the end of the day, like you, I'm sure we all believe that leaders grow leaders of tomorrow, right? So from that point of view, in 2021, we launched a big program to promote the benefits of conscious inclusion, where we define how to basically talk about unconscious bias and consciously choosing how to include others. And we started with our leaders and senior management of the company. And what is pretty encouraging is that almost 90% of our senior leaders have attended these sessions, which includes tips and tools for more conscious behavior and inclusion and equity. And we've now extended this program across the company, right, to more junior levels. So that's why we'll continue growing this in 2022 and beyond. It's also very good that we also do some local initiatives. For just as one example, we have what we call a purpose council, which looks after, you know, different elements of the SDGs. And one of the SDGs that we've obviously chosen is the gender diversity. And as part of that, we work with Savanja University to have a comprehensive training process where we have created an internal policy which talks about and regulates what do you do in case of domestic violence for any racket employee, for example. Right. So these are just a few of the initiatives that we have been doing globally in the past and also locally. And what makes us happy is the fact is that, you know, these efforts have also been recognized by the external authorities. So I'm sure, you know, Sales is also quite active with Sales Network and Lead Network. So we've been deemed, we got awarded a silver award by Sales Network for our overall DEI efforts, which obviously impacts, goes a long way in inspiring and motivating us to continue to drive the gender balance across the organization, including sales.
Yes, thank you. It's all of those really good contributions. Actually, you had some words about the importance, but again, I would like to get more detail in this side. What do you think about the importance? Why this gender diversity is so important for us, for all the companies and for the cultures now, as of today?
I think it should not be important only as of today, but hopefully it has been important over the years because it's a journey. But I think to answer your question, in Reckitt, we believe that a good business is one that represents the world that we live in all its diversity. And the world is very diverse, right? Be it gender, be it nationalities, be it religion, be it race, be it ethnicity, we can go on. So we also believe that the best ideas come when we put the needs of our consumers and people first, and that building shared success is easier only if you can create and you seek inclusive and a rich variety of perspectives. And to that end, we are determined to become a much more diverse and inclusive business. Like I said, it's a journey, right? So I'm sure basically there's a long way to go. We're doing consciously, we're spending a lot of time in it, but I'm sure basically it needs to be imbibed and enriched as we go along. And to that journey, basically we create an inclusive and diverse environment where our people have the freedom to be themselves. And we are very committed and focused on gender diversity, which is important because it is not only important to attract, develop and retain more talented women, but more importantly, create an environment where women can feel good and valued, develop and rise to senior management levels, right? Diversity is always top of our mind. And I also believe that because unless you have diversity inside the organization, you cannot represent the communities that you're basically serving somewhere down the line. Going back to this conversation that you and me are having, it is also important that men and leaders of the organization are allies in this journey, because unless we imbibe and drive the DEI within the organization, we will not be able to represent the diverse community that we live in. And somewhere down the line, leaders grow the leaders of tomorrow.
Yes, you are so right. I would like to ask about the future. Of course, we know this D&I agenda is so important, but for the future plans, what's in your mind? What's about, especially with the professional life? What are your plans?
So what we have done with as a team, as a management team, as an organization, is that to drive the DEI agenda, we've identified a framework which consists of 6 pillars, right? And somewhere down the line, unless you drive it strategically and consistently, the execution will not flow. So to be honest, it starts with leadership accountability. So it requires focus and sponsorship at a senior most level, such that we can equip our leaders through bespoke training and tools. Establishment, what we've done is that we've established a local inclusion board. Okay, and I'll talk about that inclusion board, what that means and what we do. The second pillar is people, because we need, at the end of the day, people, like as I was mentioning, leaders grow leaders. To that extent, we need to make sure that we are building a culture of inclusion through training and awareness across the organization. The third pillar is policies. We have to make sure that basically at every level, our policies are inclusive by design. The fourth pillar is about procurement, where what we do is we support suppliers from diverse and minority communities also, if we find an opportunity. Brands, we are obsessed with making sure that each of our brands are not only activating one of the UN SDG goals, but we also leverage the power of our brands to drive a more inclusive world, including the, in terms of the way we communicate, the tonality, the choice of talent, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, you know, the sixth pillar is partnership, because partnership like yours, because the reality is that it creates a network impact, and somewhere down the line, basically, you can create much more awareness and impact as long as you carry a network of partners along with you. We take the D&I agenda very seriously. And like I was telling you, what we've done is that we've created over the last few years, we've taken a lot of time and effort to create an in-house inclusion board. And we also have a purpose and a youth council. And as part of those councils, we also have a gender equality subcommittee. What the inclusion board does is that we, like we're saying, the people is an important pillar and sponsorship is an important pillar. And to that extent, we launched a Reckitt Inclusion Board, which is a cross-functional team of 10 leaders, which is chaired by me, but it goes across the organization. And effectively, at this point of time, they're focusing on two things. Women at Reckitt, goes back to the gender diversity point, and also on other diverse groups are represented in the inclusion board. And somewhere down the line, this helps us to drive the DEI agenda consciously and actively within the organization. We also have an ERG group, employee resource group, which ensures that we offer a network and a safe space for our employees to share experiences, concerns, and ideas. And obviously, it's important that we actively listen and learn from these groups so that then it goes a long way in furthering the journey that we are on. I talked about some of the policies. So whether it's recruitment, whether it's learning, whether it's procurement opportunities. We also ensure that we are quite tolerant and we're celebrating different religious holidays, parental leaves. Basically, net-net, we want our policies to work for everyone. I also talked about the parental policy. So we've enhanced our parental policies. For example, many, many years back, we used to have parental leave about 16 weeks. Now we've extended to 26 weeks to make sure that we make it easier for women during maternity and obviously when they come back to work. Also, to drive this agenda, I think it's also important that we move to a hybrid ways of working right now, Ali. So right yes. now, for example, you know, we are working three days from office, yeah. 2-3 days uh-huh. from home, which also drives flexibility and ensures conscious inclusion and well-being of our talent.
Sure. These are really exciting. Abhishek, thank you very much. And when we see these plans also, really, it's exciting and we will be actually watching these plans actually. So Abhishek, thank you very much for joining us. We've talked about men advocating women and the D&I agenda, and it was the first session actually, and we were really happy to welcome you in this first chapter. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure was all mine on behalf of Reckitt, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thanks a lot, Ali. Have a good one.